Schultz. This is Girl Without Fear. And in the meantime, go to www.girlwithoutfear.com.
Yeah. Welcome back.
You're here. I like saying that.
I know.
So we were just listening to Girl Without Fear. Thanks for sending us
all
those
good
CDs. Yeah, I like it. It's sort of...
Crank us up more.
Sort of slightly poppier. Like, I want to call it trip-hop, but it's got this more...
poppy
vibe to it.
Pop trip-hop.
Cool. So go
trip-hop.
To...
Trip-hop.
And she's from L.A., according to this...
I'm sorry.
This cool little CD. And... yeah.
Thank you.
Go to www.girlwithoutfear.com. Thanks for submitting.
She looks fearless. And she looks like she will instill fear.
She's being released by
but in a fun way.
Records. Yeah, it's got these four pictures on her, of her on the thing there.
I think
mixed
she's
and
I think
the
she's
name of the CD.
I think for, at least in these photos, it looks like she's holding up the camera on herself.
Yes. How very MySpace.
I know.
So, if anybody wants to instant message us, our handle's Kill Radio Station. One word, Kill Radio Station.
Yep.
That's on AOL Instant Messenger. AOL's great for that. For all other things, they're evil.
Evil.
Evil. Just like MySpace is great for everything I need it for, except they're owned by News Corp, which is evil. What do we have up next? I have no idea.
We're going
That's
to
why
me?
I love this show. Sure.
Okay. This is a band that I put a post up at Craigslist in Los Angeles. I did the Los Angeles Craigslist, and they sent me a link. Actually, they sent me a couple links to some songs using the YouSendIt.com thing that I just found out about. And they sent me two songs, and the second song I really like a lot, but I want to start with the first one because it's really good, too. It's a band called Reno. This first song is called Jumpstart for a Lemon Heart.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. We're just talking about how we're cheap, swaggy whores.
Yeah, we're like so excited about these stickers we got.
We love swag.
T-shirts, stickers.
So if you want to submit...
Oven mitts.
Oven, you know, that's
because I'm constantly burning my hands. Because I just won't go out and buy an oven mitt.
On,
I feel
on
like...
music that is hot. No, you know, this is a submission-only show. It's called Hear Hear, and we only play music that's been sent to killradio.org, either through the mail or through you send it. And,
yep.
You know, but send if you're going to send us a CD or something, send it along with, as most of you have been doing, which is cool, send it along with, you know, a little explanation about what you are, where you came from.
And any sort of bribe.
And any sort of bribe. We like
bribes. In the form of a sticker.
Look how cool this sticker is, these little robots.
And it's metallic.
Yeah, I'm going to play this dude next.
And but we just... Yeah.
Who are we just listening to?
Yeah, let me tell you about these guys, because I actually got a funny email from them. It's a band called Reno. They are, I believe, out of... Shoot, I should go to their MySpace page, because I think they're out of... I think they're out of Studio City. Let me check. But anyway, what's funny is it's the name of, yep, there we go. Yeah, Studio City. You can go to their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Rayno, R-A-Y-N-O. The funny thing about their name is, let's see.
It's better make me laugh, Mark. I have to tell you. It's better be really fucking funny.
Josh Timmelman is the singer-songwriter, and his Finnish family's name is Rayno, but it's spelled R-E-I-N-O. And after too many gigs with people saying Re-I-No or Reno, that and other funny pronunciations, they just spelled it for phonetics, Reno, R-A-Y-N-O.
You know what that
Ray-no.
Is?
Reno.
That is funny because we were talking earlier today about how...
there's this restaurant in West Hollywood called Cibo, which is really the Italian word for food, C-I-B-O, but most people couldn't pronounce it right. So the guy changed his name of the restaurant. Now it's called Cibo, C-H-E-E-B-O.
Yeah.
Which I thought had something to do with cheese, and you thought it had something to do with...
With weed.
Of course.
Yes.
God. And you don't even smoke pot.
Well, I'm just taking a break. If we're going to get personal.
Oh,
the
I'm
air.
Sorry.
I'm on hiatus, but I'll
well,
be back.
Well, then if we're going to go by that rules, right now I'm not a homosexual.
Right now, this
because
very
I'm
moment.
Not practicing homosexuality right now.
No, I'm the first to admit it. I'm an absolute and total stoner, although I haven't smoked in ages. Moving on.
That was embarrassing.
Yes. Speaking of stoned and gay.
So thank you, Reno. No. That's a redundancy, too, by the way, stoned and gay.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. We
have to be.
We have so much to learn from each
heterosexual
other,
heterosexual dictatorship we live in.
I'm going to play this dude next, Vincent Parker. This is the freshest music ever. It literally just came through the mail slot during
today,
the last song.
During our show.
And
we got a submission. Now, was it sent to Robin?
It was sent to Kill Radio, attention Robin Torres,
our transsexual internet our intern. So she has a unisex name, Robin.
What can I say about Vincent Parker? The name of this album is Bit Rocker, and
great album art.
French Canadian who recently turned 22 was birthed in Chalet in the French Swiss Alps, and he moved to Canada when he was still very young and malleable. That's what it says in this thing. As a youth in rural Duncan, British Columbia, a small hick religious town on Vancouver Island, his musical diet consisted of Jean-Michel Jarre, The Eagles, Genesis, and U2. Then he found himself in several teenage angst metal bands. After discovering electronic music, Vincent set out to attend art school in exciting cosmopolitan Vancouver. So now Vincent Parker makes electronic music, and this is what it sounds like. Hope you enjoy it.
Making his Kill Radio debut.
Yes, I hope I enjoy it too. I haven't heard it yet.
We're going to have to tell him after the fact that we played him, and he's going to be so happy.
Oh, speaking of after the fact, if you're listening to us now live, that's awesome. But if you know people who want to hear this, especially if you're a band that got played and you want to, you know, let people hear it, this is being archived, and we're going to upload it. It'll probably be available tomorrow. And you can go to killradio.org and click on, scroll down the page a little bit, and you'll see the name of the show. And you click on that, and you can download it and send it to all your friends, and then they can hear what we played and enjoy it. So enjoy this in the meantime. Thank you.
Hello, hello.
Yes.
That was good.
Yes, yes.
We both really like that, don't we?
I'm crazy about this.
Yeah, this is really... Those first two tracks, tracks we played were great. What were those called?
For All Those, dot, 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 and Save Yourself. And Vincent Parker just came in today.
Here's what he describes himself as, Bit Rocker. Did you say that already?
No, Bit Rocker is the name of the album.
Oh.
And this comes to us from Fourth City Records, or Fourth City, which is www.fourthcity.net, and they're in Seattle, Washington, and says proudly presents the debut album by Canadian electronic genius. That's what it says. I hate it when they say stuff like that, but I have to admit he's very, very talented.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of little blurbs from people who have heard his music.
A listener named D. Steffens wrote...
Vincent brings excitement, fun, and energy. He's a completely original, refreshing new sound amongst the rest of the same old, tired digital errors and bleeps. He's like Prefuse 74 and a half. And,
without the hip-hop fluence, maybe.
Says another. That was from Captain Ahab. And this is... Urban Mixer says, this Vancouver native is hard to categorize, from melancholic melodies and organic crunch to utter blitz out ass grinding madness. That's what it
well,
says.
We gotta get to some of that ass grinding madness.
Yes, and SparklingFalcon.com says, Vincent Parker killed it. Keep your eye on this dude. So rock on, Fourth City, and Vincent Parker, and thanks for sending it to killradio.org.
Yeah, so the label sent that to us?
Yeah.
Nice.
And they sent us this awesome Fourth City sticker that's like got all sorts of glue on it or something. It makes it really cool.
Appliques, if you will.
And a tiny little robot sticker.
You're going to keep that one. I'm not going to let me have that. Cut it in half.
We love the swag at killradio.org, so keep it coming. We are almost finished with the show. Because we're pretty much almost out of music. Well, that's not really true. We actually have tons of music. We're just not sure exactly when it came.
Right.
So we're basing this show on music.
Let's
that we've
keep it pure,
recently.
John. Let's keep it pure and just recent submissions.
Yes.
Whether digitally over the net or analog via mail.
Yeah. So
let's give out that information again.
Yeah, and if you've submitted to Kill Radio before and you did or did not get played,
just
or
contact
you wonder what happened, just
and we'll
go
find
ahead
it.
And we'll look for it, and if we can't find it, send us another CD and we'll play you. We're kind of new.
And if you want to contact John, you want to give out your email address?
Yes. It's
or not.
Well endowed at no, it's John Hirschfield, JohnHirschfield at sbcglobal.net. And you know, feel free to add yourself to my MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/John Hirschfield Music and MySpace.com/This Is Good. My show is Thursdays, 10 AM to 12 noon. It's called Is Good, and I have live guests, and I do DJ set and everything. And Mark, your show is on Friday.
My show is 24 hours later, Fridays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific time, called Close Your Eyes. It is actually a show about music and meditation and spirituality, but not from Aunt Nirvana perspective, so to speak, nor am I some sort of rock star meditator. It's somewhere in the middle. So I play a lot of interesting music. I don't just play Buddhist chants or Tibetan monks or New Agey stuff. I play a good range of music, but also another way you can submit. So you can, if you have any questions, you can contact John at johnhirschfield@sbcglobal.net. Me, Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. Also, if you wanted to send something, you can send it to me, or really to both of us if you wanted to make sure John heard it, even though I seem to be more liking digital submissions than John. Youseendit.com. Just put send it to in the email address. Just put my address, mark@killradio.org. You can also put John's if you want, even though he's poo pooing that idea.
Yes, no, I want real CDs. I'm old school.
Yeah, so that's right. You'll get all the swag, and I won't, because I'm getting the digital submissions, and I'll be looking at them all longingly.
You know, I have a huge CD collection at home. I have like over 1,000 CDs, and I like being able to look at them. And actually, iTunes has really messed me up, because I love using iTunes because I've loaded up all my music and I can take it with me, and it's really helped me with DJing and making playlists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, I have like 25 New Order CDs. I mean, tell me, if they come out with a new album, I'm supposed to download it? You know, because I like to be able to look at all the spines in alphabetical order. While
so you kind of want to look at
my house
again. You want to look at them
in the morning.
You want to look at them longingly. These little plastic jewel cases.
Yes, I need to be able to fit.
There's a name for that fetish. It's for sure related to OCD. It's in the OCD
family. That's
what I was
saying. It's like I need to fit in, you know, my, what do you call it? Audiophile, compulsive.
Tactile.
Yes.
Lacking.
Anyway, so send me your CDs and I will rub them all over my naked body and then I'll play
and
them.
And then we'll
on
play
here,
them.
Here.
And I'll add to the sound.
Yes. Let's play another track from this Vincent Parker CD and then we'll close out the show just by talking about all the music that we heard from awesome
let's
bands,
recap
Mudville
it.
And Mattclee and so forth. So, so let's do one more track from Vincent.
Thank you, Vincent, wherever you are.
Yes. We'll be right back.
Welcome back.
Here, here. I can't get enough of that.
Hey.
So that was Vincent Parker, and the name of that album was Bit Rocker. And I'm trying to see if there's
that
like
song was explicit, right?
Yes. Explicit lyrics. I'm trying to see where you can get more information on him.
Or maybe the label?
It doesn't seem to have a website for him specifically. Not in the information they sent us. But you can get, I guess, just go to the label's website.
Fourthcity.com?
Fourth City. Just put up their sticker. What is it? .net. FourthCity city.net. So thank you, Fourth City, for sending that to us. So just a reminder, if you're listening live, great. And tell everyone that if they didn't get a chance to listen live, they can download this tomorrow.
Yep.
You can just go to killradio.org and scroll down the page, and there'll be a list of recently uploaded shows. And just click on it. And we'll have it divided into two segments, the first hour and the second hour.
Yep.
So, for example, if you're listening now, Mattclee, and you want your friends to hear you getting some radio play, you'll have them download the first segment of their show. And if you're from Girl Without Fear, then have them download the second part of the show. Yes, indeed. So let's talk a little bit about who we played today.
Yeah.
We had some great discoveries. I think we've talked about Vincent Parker as much as we can, but who did we hear before that? We were listening to a really cool band.
Oh, we were. Well, that was Reno.
Reno.
Whose family called me, which was so sweet. That was like a small town moment in the magic of internet radio that the Aunt Reno, so to speak. I can't remember her name. Sorry. She called in and said they were all listening up in Portland, Oregon, and explained the whole family name and everything, which is actually Josh's middle name, too, which I learned, which is, you know, for all you fans out there, now you know.
You're embarrassing him, Mark.
Yeah. And also, he's a Sagittarius, and his favorite flavor of ice cream is strawberry. No, I don't know that part, but I just made that up. Yeah, so they were good. That was, especially that second track we heard, All the Cheese, is very fun. You know, it has that kind of WB boy band quality, but it's also produced well. That has something else going on with it, so it was really fun to listen
to.
They're in Studio City now, but where are they from originally? Who knows?
Where did the aunt call from, though?
She called from a city outside of Portland called Cornelius, which I made the Planet of the Apes reference, and I think she just went, haha, whatever. She just didn't, she wasn't into that, or me at that moment. She was over.
Internet radio personalities are
right,
the same.
Are you,
with your obscure
references.
Oh,
well, obviously, you're a college educated person who's too cool, is probably what she thought. And she said, I so regret this phone call. no, it was a sweet conversation. No, I'm making fun of myself, if anything.
The cool thing about internet radio, though, I mean, like, I know on Isgood, like, I have a listener who checks in from France now, and he doesn't call, but I mean, I know he's emailed me.
You see him on the 16 KPS stream?
No, I mean, they download. Yeah, it's 16.
Yeah, you always know it's Europe listed because they're always listening. We have three different streams, and it's the 16, the smallest stream. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but it's cool because right now we had pretty good turnout. This
yeah,
is the
it was
debut
great.
Show with very little promotional work.
We right.
Had, roughly 15 to 20 individual streams. That means individual IP addresses. So however many people are surrounding each computer, that computer represents one stream.
Right. And the Reno family, there's probably the whole clans there.
So there's like 50 people just from that one stream.
Pro Finland, man. Pro Finland.
So for all the bands that we played,
thank you.
They just got heard by a bunch of people.
Yeah. And, we also heard from Imogene, which...
Yes.
I like those two so tracks we picked. Those are two really good tracks.
I think we probably picked the two best tracks.
Of course we'd say that.
Really like. No, but I think we did. I mean, it's a good album all around,
yeah.
But there are certain tracks that stick out more than others. And Imogene is wicked cool.
And then also...
I said wicked cool.
the Mudville we played.
Wait, we didn't... just
oh, I'm
quick,
sorry. Go ahead.
Does Reno have a website? We should...
Well, yeah, they have through MySpace. It's myspace.com/Reno, R-A-Y-N-O.
Yes. And Imogene is www.imogene.info, not com or net or org or any of that fancy stuff, info. And also, of course, myspace.com/Imogene. And they have like all sorts of cool artwork and stuff and lots of info on the band. And what was that before Imogene?
I think you played the Girl Without Fear That Causes Fear.
Was that
Did
right
you play
before
that?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because Imogene
somewhere
was
around
also
there.
On your checklist. Yeah, Girl Without Fear,
that was fun. I liked her.
girlwithoutfear.com. So go to that website and see. She's an LA local, so you know perhaps she's playing out live.
And if the photos are any indication, she's probably a fun performer.
I'm getting a serious heterosexual vibe.
I know.
From you,
well,
here, Mark,
I'm willing to add her to the roster. That's all. I'm not willing to give up.
She'll be right up there with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
yeah. She's she'll be designated hitter on my roster.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and then Mudville we heard, which we both liked.
Yeah, but we heard between Mudville and
do you want to go? I think Mudville was after Kimmy Curse.
You're right. So we heard Mudville.
So I'll just take control over now, all right? You just let me run it, all right?
www.mudvillemusic, M-U-D-V-I-L-L-E, music.com, and myspace.com/Mudville. And they sent us two CDs. Their album, The Glory of Man, is not in vogue. And a
Now, is it The Glory of Man is the name of the album? And then you're adding your own editorial, is not in vogue?
No, it actually says The Glory of Man is not in vogue.
All right.
And this B-side of remixes and stuff.
Yeah, that was fun. That was all instrumental.
Yeah,
Dubsy.
The one that I played is all instrumental, but I don't think it looks like tracks 1 and 2 are not instrumental. Mm-hmm. But
great,
yeah, that was good music, very Dubsy, trip hoppy,
yes,
loungy,
yes.
What else?
I think we did Kimmy Curse before that, which
right.
Let me see. Where's the contact information for Kimmy Curse? One sec.
Much different genre than
yeah,
kind of
the R&B smooth jams kind of stuff. I really like her voice. She's obviously been around for a long time, and unless this information is lying, but she has a great voice. She so deserves a little bit better production value, and that isn't. And I mean,
that's
we're
not
I mean,
a dig.
No, I mean it. Just it is what it is. We understand, you know. If you're starting a band,
it's a pat on
or
the back.
Doing thing, yeah, it's like yeah, or encouragement, I guess. Let's see. Her website is KimmyAndKlasse, KLASSE.com. That's Kimmy, KIMMY, and KLASSE.com to find out more information about her. And yeah, I like her voice a lot.
I forgot to mention about Mudville because they sent us some stickers and a oh, postcard, yeah. Which has actually got this really cool artwork on it. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to read, they had this little. Review from the New York Post I thought was interesting. It says, Marilyn Carino's sultry vocals pouring out poetic lyrics filled with imagery set up against spooky pianos, haunting organs, or subtle jazzy horns. The combo, along with some electronic loops, gives the music an otherworldly blues jazz feel you'd hear in a lounge in a Jim Jarmusch film. Which is great. That's probably the most intelligent thing the New York Post has ever said.
About a band.
About anything. It's a
I'm sure it was a guest writer, right?
Yeah, must have
writing been. For the Post.
On behalf of.
Yeah.
So, yes. So that's
special
that.
To the Post.
And
Matt Klee
is... These kids are up-and-comers, if there ever were up-and-comers.
Yeah.
Self-titled EP. We played two tracks.
They look
them.
Like they're 12 and a half years old.
Oh, but they...
But they play like they're...
These are probably the guys that you see standing outside the bar waiting for their... You know, because they can't get in.
Right.
Because I see that...
Right.
Where it's like
they can't go in at all.
To play, but they can only go in 5 minutes before
right.
the setup. And that's got to be really rough. But these guys, I guess they're kind of a force to reckon with. Because they sent all this information...
No, there's totally fun.
There's an image of them here on a website. It looks like an iTunes thing. It's got their picture. I can't tell what this is. I can't read it, but anyway.
Thanks for sharing that, John.
Yeah. That's
good job. Good job.
Information. I thought it was iTunes. Do you know what this is? Do you know what that's a picture from? It's got...
Oh, I know. I saw that. It looks like it's some sort of
music website. I might have mentioned the wrong website address for them before. It's actually mattkleemusic.com, not just mattklee.com.
Oh, it's Napster. This is Napster. They're on Napster.
So anyway, M-A-T-C-L-I... music.com and of course myspace.com/Matt Klee.
Yeah.
And they sold out the Troubadour, which isn't easy to do. So good for you, Matt Klee.
Yeah, thank you.
So that's that. That's
should we for the 27,000th time
oh, give and we started oh, the we morning started off with
Revelation some Incorporated, some hard metal,
hardcore.
Fear the Worst. They actually have another project which I was hoping I'd get they told me about but they didn't send me music in time. I believe it's TRM Productions, and it's more kind of really good acoustic rock kind of stuff. And I was hoping to get that. Maybe they'll submit it later, and we'll get to play it. But yeah, we start off with them. We started off, you know, just speed metal. Let's just do the speed metal. Wake everyone up. Just let us know this is where we are on this side of the equation. And now you've kind of seen us how far
know,
the other
we ended with electronic ambient.
Yeah, it was good.
Hey, what's post-hardcore? I see that a lot on MySpace, like post-hardcore. Bands describing themselves as heavy metal, thrash, post-hardcore.
Wow.
Yeah, I see it a lot.
I don't know.
All right. Well, if anybody
knows... If you know, instant message us, kill radio station.
Kill
someone did it. Just
oh, so I got a new instant message. that's Dave Parker. That's who I was telling you about. He's in France right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so... So all the bands we just played, you...
He just said until October, so I guess since then he's been on what, the 32K or the 64?
I don't... Yeah.
Could you clarify, please, sir?
So, yeah, so if you were just heard on Here, you were just heard internationally.
Thank you.
So...
And also, thank you for submitting. Seriously.
Yes. And, you know, tell your friends to submit. And submit us more stuff. And again, we love swag.
Yes, very much. I'm going to have a whole new wardrobe now, I hope.
Kill Radio, attention Robin Torres, who's our, in Mark's mind, transvestite.
Mind in quotes.
Fictional character.
Intern.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 3806 Beverly Boulevard. And Dave.
Oh, nice, Dave.
So France got 64. The UK only has 16. So now he's listening.
Sorry,
in
dude.
So anyway, what
any chance that we can
Beverly Boulevard? Let me finish this.
No,
Suite 201. Because you know, there's people writing it down right now. Right. Reno's aunt is writing it down right now.
She wants to submit her band.
Los Angeles, California, 90004. And
if you want to hear that again, it's actually at our website, killradio.org. Click on the link about us. Scroll down. You'll see the information for our address and Robin Torres' name with the unisexual spelling of Robin. non-gender specific spelling of Robin.
Yes.
Also, again, if you wanted to send something digitally to John or myself, you can do it through usendit.com. Mark at killradio.org. John Hirschfield.
Thank you so much for that. It's so true.
At sbcglobal.net.
Yes. And drop by our other shows.
Please.
Because this is what we like to do. This is a
cute little
community service.
Yeah.
You know, people have sent a lot of stuff, and, you know, you send your music to a radio station, you send it to a show you like, and, you know, maybe it's not right for that show or for that DJ. But if you took the time to submit it, you deserve to be heard.
And we didn't want that to be a black hole anymore. Yeah. And it was.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
On behalf of Kill Radio, we apologize for any CDs that got sucked into the vortex. But if you send it to us now, we'll do our best to let people know that you're making music. And that's
on behalf of Here, we thank you all for all your submissions and for listening. Do we have anything more we can just fill this next 12 minutes with, or should we just go?
I think we should leave while we're on, while we're doing well.
Because I feel like I'm stumbling.
Yeah, but we could throw something back on. In the meantime, because this is everything we brought to play. We didn't know how this was going to go.
Well, I can't believe we filled the whole time. Well, hopefully we'll have more submissions.
There's only 10 minutes left, too. Why don't we throw Imogene back on?
Okay.
Because they're just so bleeding friendly. So let me open up the world's slowest CD player. Here we go. I throw this in. Make sure not to play the same track twice. How's about play track 9 from the Imogene CD? And tune in next Monday, noon to 2. We'll be back in a few minutes to tell you more. Thanks for listening. Here on killradio.org. For you.
Welcome back.
You're here. It never gets boring. It really doesn't. I'm going to be doing that all day, too. I'm going to do it to my girlfriend later.
She's going to be very thankful.
How did the show go? Here, here, here.
She's like, John, please.
Can I make you a sandwich? Here, here.
John, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
Here, here.
I don't even know what she sounds like. She probably doesn't even sound like that, right?
No, she doesn't sound like she's 12 and retarded.
John, I swear to God, stop it.
She sounds like the most beautiful woman I've ever met. And she's never been wrong.
And she's never been wrong.
And she's listening right now.
Oh.
I don't know if she's listening right now. She's
probably not.
She's probably listening to corporate radio. She's probably selling me out right at this very moment. So, thanks for listening, everybody. Again, submit your music to Kill Radio, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, number 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004, or submit it electronically through YouSendIt to killradio.org. And, actually, what is the email that they put in?
Well, they can put in your email. They can put in mine. They can put in anyone's, really.
Let's do you.
But Mark with a C, gay French spelling, Mark, M-E-R-C, at killradio.org.
And thank you again so much, Vincent Parker and Imogene and Mudville and Girl Without Fear and Matt Klee.
And Reno and Kimmy Kears and Revelation Inc., I think that's everybody, right?
Thank you in advance to all the cool people we're going to play next week. So tune in.
And thank you for the T-shirt.
Oh, the T-shirt was going to me.
No. I'm just putting it out there. I'm being thankful for the T-shirt.
Just in general?
Yes.
The T-shirt that
I'm just expecting with the simplicity of a child that is coming.
Okay, the Android that is Mark is starting to glitch, so we're going to go. We're going to go.
Tune in
every
reboot.
Monday, noon to 2.
Control-Alt-Delete.
On killradio.org. Here, here.